any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
In the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeah! Good morning. It's that time again. It's 2 for Tuesday with the Revolution in the Morning Show. And don't forget tonight, 8 to 10 p.m., those Trump assassination files. The ongoing political assassination of Donald J. Trump has been the longest slow motion, neutralization of a president in the history of this nation. The bureaucracy itself joined with the political class of the New World Order to stop, America's candidate, Donald J. Trump. They're trying to do it again. I don't know if they'll succeed, but we're going to talk about news, information, the Joe Biden and the crime family. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, and get deprogrammed today. Let's wipe away all that brainwashing you got from ABC, NBC, CBS, and even fake Fox News. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Join us on iTunes and talkstreamlive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast, Winamp. You can go to revolution.radio, freedomslips.com. That's our home site. You can sign up and join in the Chatsy chat room. With Lusitania, Meow, and Mitchell, and Comet in there talking right now. I'm sure other people are going to be are in there. Let's see, not much to it in Alaska, ma'am. And Alaska Man, Batsman, Navy, and Noreen, and Omega Logos, and Wally, and Gino, 2017, May Street, 139. Lusitanian, Valerie, and Jer Bear 2, and Popsicle Toes. Yeah, spread the love down there in Australia. He just crashed a little bit ago, and Flippy. Yeah, so come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. It's 2 for Tuesday. That's right. Actually, it's a triple header today, because don't forget, 4 to 6 in Studio B, Dr. James Fetzer and the raw deal. I'm sure he'll be giving updates on the Biden family scandal and everything else. So many great shows here at Revolution Radio. You can't catch them all because you can't catch studios A and B at the same time. You can't listen to Deacon John and the Hijacker and Dr. James Fetzer or Scott Bennett, Michael J. Anderson with Shell Games. You know, boom, bang, boom, you know. You can't be both places at once. So there are archives at Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. You can go there and there's archives. You go to that page. There's a password and a username there you can use. They're free right now. As long as we get donations and, you know, we're not financially pressed, I guess they're going to remain free. Even though we could monetize the hell out of it. But hey, you know, that's, I don't think that's what Mike Ringley was about. He wasn't about commercialization. He was about, you know, he didn't want to make a little money. He wanted everything to pay for itself. So donate to Revolution Radio. There's a donation button down there on Revolution Radio too. Just kind of on the archives is on one side, the donation button's on the left. And you can become a member of our Patreon team. Just scroll down, you'll see the Patreon link. And then if you want to send something snail mail, you can go all the way to the bottom of revolutionradio.com, all the way down to the bottom of the page, past the memorial section where the hosts and active listeners and chatters and founder Mike Ringley, you know, there's a there's memorial page down there for everybody who was here that has moved on to the next realm of life, whatever that may be. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Yeah, it's snail mail donations. There it is. 1793 North Eden Road, Allen, Michigan. 49227. That's right. Allen, Michigan, 49227. 1793 North Eden Road. This is Revolution Radio on there, and it'll be happening. We'll get it. So come on down, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Join us today. Yeah, so, wow, things are really heating up, ain't they? Yeah, of course, Donald Trump yesterday was in rare form as he is finally, you know, relaxed. And he's throwing the truth out here at the media. And they're not handling it too well. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Donald Trump called CNN a bunch of dumb bastards in a fiery attack on them during a rally in Arizona. He also hits out at Chris Cuomo and, of course, Frito. Meanwhile, one of the prostitutes asked Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, why do you keep talking about Joe Biden and call Joe Biden? What's with calling Joe Biden out? And of course, Donald Trump told the reporter that, you know, yeah, Joe Biden's a criminal. The family's a criminal. It's the Biden criminal family, something along those lines. And you're a criminal for not reporting on it. Oh yeah, I was laughing. I was laughing my ass off. I won't lie. I thought it was pretty funny. In fact, we'll have to share the screen, and we'll play this clip for you. See if I can play this clip here real quick. Yeah, it's hilarious. The show dropped. It didn't go kerplunk yet. Son of a. Anyway, here, let me get back here to the chat room. Where in the hell did it go? Where the hell did the chat room go? Seriously. Huh. All right. Well, am I back yet? Oh, yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back now. Sorry, my internet started fading out there. I hope you got that. I hope you got that, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a mistake that as soon as you start playing stuff like, yeah, oh, Donald Trump called the Bidens a criminal family, and you're a criminal for not reporting on it, and they've been there for a long time. Yeah. Isn't that the damn truth, though, about the media today? They're a bunch of crooked sons of bitches. They lying through their teeth every time you turn around. It's kind of pathetically funny in a way. Of course, Joe Biden has said, I'm going to the basement till Thursday. That's right. Did you hear? Joe Biden. Joe Biden has said he didn't put his campaign on hold, but he said he was going to the basement until Thursday. That's the day after the debate is Wednesday. That's right. When they got another one of these partisan hacks, moderators that, let's just say, you know, it's another scam, media scam job. Meanwhile, the debate moderators have said they're going to demand and turn off microphones during the debate to give everybody 2 minutes to say something without being interrupted. So, yeah, the question is, will Joe Biden be allowed to use his hearing devices so he can get clues and talking points in his ear? Will that be stopped? You know, that's one of the other things that you have to talk about. You know, these guys, the way they cheat. There was a funny video clip going around going around Twitter that showed Joe Biden at a rally, not many people there, hardly anybody there. And they had this massive teleprompter. I mean, this teleprompter must have been, you know, 6 by 8 feet, literally. And it was on this scaffold in the back. I mean, and it had these giant block letters. I mean, you had to be blind not to be able to see it. And, you know, of course, Joe Biden on the way to the basement stopped to get a milkshake at one of the cookouts, I think they're called, drive-through restaurant, the new higher priced McDonald's. And somebody asked him, you know, somebody told somebody what kind of milkshake he got. And the campaign called that, you know, a question and answer session with the vice president. Kind of a serious problem there, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, what in the hell is going on? Let's get back. We'll go to the news and information. We'll just go down the list we have. Ukrainian lawmakers claim they have a second laptop belonging to Hunter's contacts that has been seized by officials. More bad news for Hunter Biden as well. One of his previous scam friends that is in prison right now is rolling over on Hunter Biden and giving 23,000 emails to journalists. And, you know, some of that has been gone through. In fact, what we now know is that Hunter Biden, who was paid $3.5 million by the wife of the ex-wife of the mayor of Moscow, or the former mayor of Moscow, that she paid Hunter Biden $3.5 million, and nobody knew why. Well, it turns out Devon Archer, Rosemont Seneca, they acted as a money laundering outfit so she could launder $200 million around the sanctions that had been placed on Russia. So there is a clear crime of money laundering by Hunter Biden. And if Joe Biden, the big guy, if the big guy was always getting a piece of the action, because, you know, the big guy, he ran the legal political graft circle. Yeah, he got the cut. That means he's as guilty as the rest. A brutal war of attrition. It's the latest news in Armenia and Azerbaijan, as another recent truce broke down within hours, and they're back to fighting each other, droning each other, and bombing each other, and, you know, shooting artillery at each other. Of course, Turkey has a secret weapon. It has seasoned Islamic nutjob fighters who would love to do nothing more than slaughter Christians. Turkey has turned into a rotten stench hole of hell in the Middle East. Meanwhile, in the new city, New York City, botched ballot mailing and primary debacles rattle voter confidence in this upcoming election. The U.S. Supreme Court turned back a request to look at a case in New York, in Pennsylvania, where Pennsylvania has said that you can count ballots 3 days after the election, as long as they're postmarked or unpostmarked. I guess that means put in directly to the registrar's office. But for 3 days after the election, they can still count ballots. Now, the question is, you know, the ballots there in Pennsylvania, where mail-in ballots are already proving to be, well, pretty damn screwed up. More than 300,000 mail-in ballot requests and stuff have been, how should we say it? They've been canceled. They've been stopped because in many cases they were duplicates. But 300,000? I mean, come on. I can't wait. If I get down there and find out somebody voted for me already, you're going to have a shit fit. I'm going to have a shit fit. Anyway, meanwhile, new data analysis from 353 counties in the United States have found that they have more than 1.8 million registered voters than residents who are eligible, or I should say meet the age requirements to be a voting age in the county. So 1.8 million more registered voters than residents in an analysis of 353 counties. And so, you know, I mean, how do you get 110% voter registration when, you know, typically only about 65% of people register to vote at the max? I mean, I'm just asking for a friend. I mean, there's only one way you can do that, and that is if you don't keep your voter rolls cleaned when people move and addresses are updated. You don't remove old addresses, or you don't, when people move out of state, you don't, you know, you keep their old address active. I mean, it's amazing, you know, particularly in Democrat areas, how bad the administration of voter rolls really is. Judicial Watch took Los Angeles to the to court and said, look, you got to clean up your voter rolls. There's only 1.5 million people that shouldn't have been on it that were on it, even by California liberal standards. Crazy stuff, isn't it? So this election is going to be, well, one crazy selection, I guess is a good way to put it. And North Carolina has issued new guidance for counties to proceed with dealing with more than 10,000 deficient ballots, absentee ballots, which have been in limbo because of ongoing court battles over a witness requirement for voting by mail. State Board of Elections issued a directive telling counties to immediately resume notifying voters whose ballots arrive with a range of deficiencies on how to fix the problem and to start the process over. The memo tells counties that the voters who mail in ballots without witness signatures must fill out a new ballot and have it witnessed again. But the state board said counties can allow voters to fix some minor problems, such as a missing witness address or returning a signed address by returning a signed affidavit. County boards should immediately begin contacting voters. They should have been all along. I mean, it's irresponsible, you know. He was wounded on Tarawa and Saipan. He lived an honest and humble life. We need men like that in today's world to stand in the gap. So God bless you, Buck, and your family. Anyway, what other news and information we got going on here? Wow, let's see. Wisconsin judge reimposes the capacity limit order on bars and restaurants in Wisconsin. That's right. The latest. AP News. Thanks. So the latest, the judge has knocked over these restrictions. Yeah, that's what it says. The link must have got changed on me. Anyway, so in Wisconsin, a judge overturned this the Supreme Court's order, I guess. No, that was in Michigan. Of what's going on. So, let's see. And that's in London. That's Ireland. I mean, what in the hell? India. Let's see. Austin, Texas, Santa Fe, Oklahoma City. They're calling for mask mandates and renewed this and renewed that. And the truth is, you know, look, people are out here wearing their mask now for the most part. And 80% of the people that got COVID-19 still wore a mask. Now, if masks were really effective, you wouldn't have such a high percentage of people who wore a mask all the time or most of the time. That's the real truth of this world that we're living in. Reno, Nevada, skiing and snowboarding won't be much different on the slopes when Lake Tahoe resorts begin opening next month. Capacity limits will be in place, and some resorts are adopting reservation systems. But masks and social distancing requirements won't phase skiers. So, there's break. We'll be right back. Station promotions rolling right now. We'll get reset. We'll get news information. We'll come up next at Google whistleblowers. Yeah, good news, bad news.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
I'm... When the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Hello, Karl Marx here. Look at my wonderful hair. Notice how I sweep it back.
Karl?
I call it the 360 sweep. Beard, sideburns, and the magnificent coif.
Karl!
What? What is this?
You're on the radio. They can't see you.
Oh, yeah. I get confused.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning show. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Good luck. And hey, thanks for tuning in. Remember to change the world today. Just tell the truth in this time of universal deceit. Well, what we all know is that crime pays. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Crime pays. That's right. Goldman strikes a $2 billion deal with the Department of Justice to avoid all charges tied to the 1MDB scandal, where, you know, the sovereign wealth fund of a nation and was, well, raided, essentially. The Malaysia Development Board, Berhad, was essentially raped by Goldman and others. Once again, the banks prove that if you do the biggest crimes in the world, you steal billions of dollars, you defraud people, and you screw people sideways, six ways to Sunday, and you just got to pay a little fine, and you can go on your way. Goldman Sachs of shit should be put in prison. They should be forced to cease all activities for a specified time period. They should be like everybody else. The top bank executives need to go to prison. Period. End of story. Meanwhile, as I teased before the show, or before the break, Google Project Veritas has, of course, had other Google whistleblowers on, but a program manager has confirmed election interference in favor of Joe Biden. Google search skewed by owner and drivers of the algorithm. They said plain and simple, trying to play God. That's what Google and Facebook and Twitter and these people do that have all of this power through algorithms that run, you know, social media search results and stuff in particular. Here's a video clip. Let me crank this up so you can hear it. Here's another video clip. Here it is. Listen to this crap.
You go to search and you type in like Donald Trump.
That's what I think. Yeah.
And it's like all negative. Yeah. And when you type in Joe Biden, it's all positive.
Because it's skewed by the owners or the drivers of the algorithm.
It's skewed by the owners and drivers of the other. Like, so if I say, hey, Guru, here's enough $2 billion. Feed the data set of whenever Joe Biden is searched, you get these results.
It seems like they're just. They favor the Democrats. I'm like,
because we are in America. If Trump wins, there will be riots. The left wins, they will be ecstatic.
This guy, Ritesh Lakkar, a technical program manager at Google, is telling our journalists the truth about the company he has worked at for years. With the presidential election just days away, he is calling out his own friends in big tech.
I disagree with the corporations playing God and taking away freedom of speech on both sides. So I'm like, you are playing selective God. Like, if it was God, it doesn't matter, but for Trump, Melania Trump, it matters. And on the other side, Trump says something, misinformation, you are going to delete that because it's illegal under whatever pretext. And if a Democratic leader says that, then you're going to leave it like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you're not following one way or the other. You are just plain and simple trying to play God. When Trump won the first time, people were crying in the corridors of Google. There were protests. There were marches. There were, like, I guess, group therapy sessions for employees.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Organized by HR. I can't keep doing this. Go and teach Chinese people how to do American jobs and come back and get surveilled on the way. And then,
who were you doing that for? Google?
Google, Fitbit, these two companies primarily. Morally and ethically, I disagree. And I guess that's one of the reasons I feel suffocated. I feel suffocated at Google.
If you're an insider at a big tech company and you want to expose the truth and seek justice, contact us at veritastips@protonmail.com.
Yeah, all right. There's James O'Keefe giving you the word. But yeah, Google skews the search results. positive for Biden, negative for Trump. Trump-Russia collusion. And, you know, because I searched for some of that stuff. And you would be surprised how the algorithms throw you in different directions. So you have to use specific wording to get to some of these links. Anyway, so yeah, Project Veritas. I'm trying to pass some gas here. Sorry, guys. Project Veritas. Yeah, they do a pretty good job. Meanwhile, Google has now the DOJ files a sweeping antitrust lawsuit against Google for its advertising. I guess it's basically its advertising case of antitrust case against Google doing, I guess, internet advertising. The antitrust case will focus on alleged Google-controlled monopolies in search and search advertising. These businesses are the cornerstone of Google Alphabet's profits. At least 10 state attorney generals are expected to join the suit. Yet we can't find one state attorney general who will indict, you know, these politicians, as, you know, the Southern District of New York and, you know, other, and the New York Attorney General's office, you know, seem to pick up these, you know, cases from all different jurisdictions, that, you know, somebody somewhere should be able to pick up and run an investigation and charges against these traitorous, seditious bastards that tried to overthrow Donald Trump. And Google is among them. Remember, Google promised that what happened in 2016 would not happen again. So, yeah. Meanwhile, let's see, rapper 50 Cent has taken to Twitter to endorse President Trump after losing his mind over the Biden-Harris tax plan that would result in a top tax rate of 62% in New York City. What the F-U-C-K? I'm out. I'm voting for Trump, tweeted rapper, whose name is, real name is Curtis James Jackson III. He said, F New York. You know, the Knicks never win anyway, he added. I don't care. Trump doesn't like black people. 62% of you are out of your effing mind. Yeah, so 50 Cent. Yeah, I agree. Let's see, Biden's tax rate, 62.6% in California. Let's see, 60% in Jersey, 58% in New York State, and 62% in New York City. Oh, that's hilarious, man. I'm sorry, guys. That's just, you know, no wonder people are leaving New York City. And, you know, they're going to take all their money with them. So, yeah, that's, you know, listen, that's what you have to do. You know, and the only thing that the only response that New York has is, well, they have to charge everybody more since there's less people there. Yeah, well, it used to be a decent place to live, I guess. I don't know. Meanwhile, I believe this was in Kings Bay, Georgia, during a recent mission to a U.S. Naval base, the British nuclear submarine HMS Vigilant also known as the what the heck was it called? Nicknamed. Anyway, the HMS Vigilant, one of the officers in charge of nuclear weapons and sensors, came aboard the ship when he was coming for duty. He was shit-faced drunk and had a bag of barbecued or fried chicken. Let me make sure. Let's be accurate. Let's be accurate. Yeah. A bag of barbecue chicken. That's right. He must have went by one of those places that make it along the road. But he was staggering drunk, and he's coming on to his shift for, you know, to oversee the nuclear weapons on board. The scene immediately sparked concern that the officer, later identified as Lieutenant Commander Len Lau, was not in a fit state to be in charge of nuclear weapons. Nah, really? He's shit-faced drunk, and you won't give him the keys to the nukes. Well, at least, you know, you're not as dumb as we think you are. But anyway, you know, remember, we're talking about Her Majesty's ship, sex and cocaine, due to recent scandals involving the crew partying hard while in port. Yeah, this is the same ship where, how should we say it, some of the crew went to some strip clubs and bars, and, well, maybe let's just say they were trying to launch their own torpedoes. Anyway, yeah, a drunken officer, you know, listen, these guys are, you know, of course he shouldn't have been there. Of course it's irresponsible. Now, would you rather have a drunken submarine nuke guy, or you have a choice, or you could be on a Zoom call with Jeffrey Tobin, the former reporter at the New York Post? Hey, did you hear about that one? Hey, who's going to be on a Zoom call with your bosses at the newspaper and you're masturbating? Does that mean some of your fellow female reporters, or maybe some of your male reporters, if you're maybe, you know, if you're Don Lemon down there squeezing lemons? But yeah, Jeffrey Tobin, I mean, I was like, what the hell? And I watched some of these other videos, and you know, there was another one from some other meeting that was held. And the question on Twitter was, well, maybe this is where he got the idea at. I mean, really, guy, come on. Now, everybody should know that Jeffrey Tobin will be diagnosed with some kind of sexual disease, and that, you know, he will sue for compensation because of his handicap. That's right. Jeffrey Tobin is going to claim that he has a handicap. That's right. And no word if he was right-handed or left-handed. I mean, really, come on. I mean, what the hell is the matter with people? I mean, these are supposed to be like these cool collective reporters. And, you know, the truth is they're just normal people. And they have all the same biases that we all have about individuals and other people. And you know, we categorize people, dare I say, judge people, you know, by, you know, what we see and stuff. It's crazy. Yeah. Meanwhile, in Oslo, Norway, there's a speedster on the loose. That's right, but they caught him. police in Oslo, Norway, or Oslo, seized a tuned, privately owned electric scooter with a top speed of 58 kilometers an hour. That's right. That's nearly three times the legal speed limit for that scooter. The electric scooter was seized during a control program Monday in downtown Oslo in a joint operation with the Norwegian Public Roads Administration, during which two electric scooters were stopped on suspicion of illegal speeding. The owners face a prosecution. Police said didn't say what kind of punishment that they would face. Electric scooters can have a maximum speed of 20 kilometers per hour. That's 12.4 miles per hour, Oslo police said. Rental e-scooters are a common sight in European cities and are often strewn around the sidewalk. Hell, you see them in Roanoke, Virginia, and you think, who in the hell rides those things? You know, some people having ended up in emergency rooms because of serious accidents. And of course, you know, if you're riding one and you don't know how to do it right, you're going out in front of a car. Well, then you're kind of, well, that's right. You're a hood ornament. But these guys juiced theirs up and they were going 36 miles an hour, you know, heading towards 40 miles an hour on a little scooter. All right. Good for them. Yeah. What about electric bicycles? Hey, are those regulated too? I mean, we have to ask. I mean, it's just the sheer craziness of it, right? Yeah. So, meanwhile, let's see, where can we get here? In Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Eagles football team, and you know, has allowed some fans in the stadium using social distancing guidelines. And the city of brotherly love, where it is normal to fight in the stands as the Philadelphia Eagles play. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, people came from 10 rows up and 4 rows to the side and rows to the bottom. And yeah, they came to fight. That's right. Crazy. But remember, it's in Philly and Philly's got to be Philly. Yeah, you know, often they're just not happy if no police horses are punched in the face. Oh, God, the horror. Yeah, anyway, so yeah, the idiocracy continues. And besides, who's watching that shit? Anyway, did you hear Troy Aikman and some other asshole talking about the military flyovers and such and the military promotion? Troy Aikman, all right, this is Dallas Cowboys. Network, I guess, talk team, right? And they thought their microphone was off. They were dishing the military. They were talking about the waste it is and everything else and blah, blah, blah. And they think it's wrong. And we're going to have less of that when Biden's president. I mean, hey, Jerry Jones, can you fire these effing unpatriotic ass wipes? I mean, really? Assholes is what they are. Yeah. Meanwhile, fear is changing sides in France. France has said, well, enough is enough. The Friday beheading of Samuel Paty, a teacher, by an 18-year-old assailant outside his workplace, a brutal murder confirmed inspired by a fatwa issued by a French cleric. French authorities have cracked down an unprecedented crackdown on Islamic terror. 11 people have been arrested, 4 relatives of the attacker. and a migrant from Chechnya living in France and others. I mean, where the hell, you know, what did France think was going to happen when they brought in people who do not assimilate? They take over like a gang or a cartel. It's a cancer that metastasizes. There is no freedom under Islamist or Islamic rule. Look at any Islamic nation and tell me they're free. And tell them I'll show you a lion sack of horse shit. It's time to understand that Islam is in this radical growing stage, and the West is a bunch of soft chumps. That's the only way I can describe it. So, yeah. If you want to live under Islamic law, carry your ass to an Islamic nation and live there. Don't be running from an Islamic nation and expect to continue to worship the same style of culture that you ran from. Doesn't work, and you aren't going to change anything. You're just going to drag your own crap with you. Coming up soon, central banks, digital currency. They're all experimenting with them now that the crypto world has kind of shown them the way. The thing is, with bank digital currency, it will still continue to be the depreciating asset Ponzi that it is today. The only thing I believe that will change is that the system will now be based in digital dollars or digital euros or digital something other currency. And all these currencies will still be kind of parred against each other, and they will be depreciated across the board and pretty much in a fashion that is pretty much in parallel. Because that's one of the main ways that people feel that they get rich and they make more money and they have more money and their house is worth more money. If their money is the purchasing power is stripped out of it, so it doesn't buy what it used to. The government tells you it keeps inflation, deflation 2-5%. They're talking about the money. They really can't really control the prices of goods and services. They can't, you know, the government can't control really the price of a TV, or the, you know, they might be able, you know, to tax stuff to bring it up. But, you know, food and commodities and all this other stuff, you know, the markets are way, can't, you know, they're manipulated by the corporations that run them, not by the government. I mean, the government, they just tell you they're, you know, they're going to make sure that your money, you know, doesn't hyperinflate or hyperdeflate, that they're going to keep it within a range. And with the money, with inflation going up, that means the value, the purchasing power of the, you know, the number of dollars it takes to buy something goes up. That means, you know, each dollar is prophetically worth a little less. And they're all balanced against each other in this depreciation of your wealth that's stolen and replaced for, well, now, digital poo-hoo. We'll be right back. Station promotions are going right now.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Oscar's freeze. That's your cerebral cortex looking for an answer it doesn't have.
See? Even your brain knows you're screwed.
The blood is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not. The heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run. But your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show coming at you with the weaponization, the monetization, the politicization of everything under the sun. Our news has become the fifth column against the people. The fourth estate has surrendered to the corporate state. The deep state has taken control, as the shadow government minions weave their magic wands and the Mockingbird Media sings the little tunes. Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and, well, you name it. They're all on the same psychobabble page. Really seems that way, doesn't it? So we're trying to find the truth. We're trying to cut through the bullshit, the mind control, the preconceived perceptions that have been pushed in our brain, the psychological tools of Bernays and his boys. So remember, you're affected by everything you've seen and you've heard. So when you are looking at information, remember, you've already been pre-programmed in a biased fashion. Cut through your own bias. Look for the truth and basic facts of who, the what, the where, and the when, and how, and why, and the important what. When you look at 2016, you say, what? Hillary Clinton, the whole basics of 2016. Hillary Clinton hired a foreign national, Christopher Steele, to interfere with the election of 2016. Christopher Steele allied himself with the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA. Agents were sent in and traps were set. Rumor and innuendo was used as a tool. And the media leak strategy fell into play. 2016. Wow. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, here in 2020, we have a problem. Some people say the problem is not Hunter Biden, but his dad, Joe Biden. Hey, there it is. All right. Hey, I hope it didn't drop for long. I just heard it go bloop a second ago. Let me check back over here to the chat room. Hey, I'm back. I don't know how long I dropped out, but yeah, this sort of Damocles. You know, it's a story of a king, and you know, somebody said, God, you're just so great to be king. And the king said, oh, yeah, you think it is, right? Do you? Here's how this being on this chair is. So he had the guy sit in his throne. And over top of him, he had a sword stranded by a hair, hanging by a hair. And, of course, the sword is hanging directly over your head. So you have that that idea that any moment that strand of hair can break, you will be dead and your reign will be over. Thank you, Dry Fly Guy. Yeah, so crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. So, you know, being the king isn't necessarily, you know, all it's cracked up to be, is what the king was trying to tell this guy. So, yeah. Anyway, let's see the Barbara Streisand effect, right? Twitter ban on the Biden laptop scandal doubled the visibility of that news. As the New York against the New York Post completely backfired. According to MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and their media intelligence firm, Signal Labs. Though poorly thought through, the ban triggered the so-called Streisand effect and helped turn a sketchy article into a must-share a blockbuster. And then on Friday, the Republican National Committee filed Federal Election Commission complaint against Twitter, claiming that the ban amounts to an illegal corporate in-kind political contribution to the Biden campaign. Now, looking at the fire hose on Twitter shares URLs, you know, original tweets, retweets, quote tweets, Signal found a surge of shares immediately after Twitter instituted the block, jumping from 5.5 thousand shares every 15 minutes to about 10,000 shares every 15 minutes. And of course, that's pushed it into other news organizations. Yeah, there is no doubt there. What do we got here? Bump, bum, bum. We'll do this one first. Let's see. RealClearInvestigations.com. Paul Sperry. Sperry exposes the complete history of Hunter Biden's crony-connected jobs. And believe me, there's a slew of them. That's right, 96 to 98 MBNA Corporation, fresh out of college, credit card giant, put him on a payroll as a senior vice president, earning $100,000 a year plus undisclosed signing bonuses. Yeah, remember, MBNA at the time was Joe Biden's largest donor and lobbying for the senator for bankruptcy reforms. Bump, ba, dump, up. 98 to 2001, he worked with the Commerce Department, joined Hillary Clinton's agency. Ouch. 2001-2009, Eau Claire, Biden, and Belair. Let's see. Gained access to political exclusive business deals and political leads. Yeah, during the Bush years, the Bushwhack years. Crazy stuff. Let's see. 2005, National Group LLP. 2006-2007, Paradigm Companies LLC. 2006-2009, Amtrak. Oh, yeah, thanks to the sponsorship of Dirty Harry Reid. 2009, Rosemont Seneca Partners. Hunter co-founded the investment firm 5 months after his father moved into the White House, incorporated it in his father's home state of Delaware, which has strict corporate secrecy rules. Yeah, and, you know, this has been part of the facilitation of this crime is the partnerships and all this other stuff. It's just crazy. 2009-2012, Enduro Global. Let's see, Boies, Schiller, Flexner, you know, BHR Partners. He was in the Naval Reserve. Of course, he got fired because of a hot drug test. So he was kicked out of the Naval Reserve in a Virginia Reserve unit. Burisma Holdings for 5 years. And that's, you know, where Shokin got fired and all the other stuff where we got going now. Let's see. Hunter Biden had no experience in the field, but did notable connection to the vice president, bragged about making clear to the Ukrainians that he alone controlled aid to the country, noted Jonathan Turley. As a George Washington University law professor. Yeah. You know, this is some serious problems here. This is just this ordinary grifting and grafting by these crooks. It really is. It's sad. It's really sad. Let's see. Meanwhile, while Trump lost on the Supreme Court, with Pennsylvania and the election law, which went 4-4 split, So there was no change in the lower court ruling. Anyway, the U.S. Supreme Court backed Trump administration on a key border policy, letting the government keep enforcing a rule that forced 60,000 people to wait in Mexico while they seek asylum. The justices Justice Sonia Sotomayor blocked a federal appeals court decision that would have let future asylum seekers stay in the U.S. temporarily while their applications are being processed. The appeals court ruling, which would have applied to new applicants in California and Arizona, was set to take in effect Thursday. The Supreme Court suggested justices are likely to uphold the migrant protection protocols, also known as the Remain in Mexico program, should they take up the challenge directly at some point. Let's see, the high court order also adverts Trump's argument that they would have been a rush to the border if the appeals court had taken into effect crowds and migrants gathered in February after the court issued the ruling. Anyway, listen, you know, not everybody gets to come to the United States. You may not agree with that, but that's just the truth. And we have to control our borders to help control our economy. And, you know, the truth is, people don't want to hear it, but we're full up. I mean, we, you know, the way things are working out right now, it's a shame that countries and people aren't staying in their countries and forcing governments to change. They want to come to the United States and change government. Look at Ilhan Omar from Somalia, right? Why don't she carry her ass back to Somalia and change Somalia? She knows she can, and she knows in Somalia she would be whacked. She'd be dead. Nobody wants to say it, but that's just the truth. Yeah, anyway, let's see. Congressman Devin Nunes was discussing the latest Biden family corruption found on Hunter Biden's laptop. And, you know, Facebook and others trying to suppress that information. And, you know, what we really, you know, need to understand is that Democrats and the media are lying about this laptop. And, you know, people are going to wake up and say, what in the hell happened? The New York Stock Exchange is preparing to move its operations out of New Jersey if the trading tax passes. Of course, they've been threatening to, and New Jersey has kind of modified the arrangement some, but the New York Stock Exchange and everybody else says, no, we don't want to pay any more tax, and we're just going to leave. Because, you know, they can do it, you know, remotely from anywhere. You know, they've moved our production servers to the New York Stock Exchange out of New Jersey to have a secondary data center. The proximity of New York City, well, is no longer relevant in today's trading environment. And, you know, these people are finally realizing, you know, like many people did in the Northeast, that they wanted higher wages and they wanted all this and they wanted two bags of chips. And so they decided to tax the corporations and the individuals to death. And what they essentially created this cycle that drove housing, that drove prices up, that drove wages up, drove everything up higher. And then everything around it suffered, essentially, because it was left behind. Now, you know, that happens in cities and towns. But at the same time, it creates high dollar economies right next to low cost economies. And, you know, the high dollar economies essentially become a parasite. And, you know, they can only survive if they have that low dollar economy there that they can sit and rest on to have this high dollar economy that they have. They have to have low priced labor. And, you know, that is out of balance with the reality of the world. Anyway, so that's what California is. It's out of balance with the rest of the world. You know, New York City has essentially become a mecca of morons. And, it, you know, the wonder is, you know, how far out on Long Island will they go? How far into Connecticut will people flee from New York? You know, New York will essentially become, you know, the prison state. In the end, it will become the prison. That, what was that movie with Russell? What's his name? Yeah. Crazy stuff. But that's the sad truth of what you're looking at for New York, New York State, New York City. Meanwhile, yeah, a woman that was an Australian woman, they ran the outback camping, having a good time, and she woke up with a snake trying to eat her. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, this Australian scrub snake, it was called. It looks like it's about 12, 14 feet long. So anyway, the snake attacked a woman and said the year before, the snake returned to her home for the following year and attacked her dog, I guess, leaving it unconscious. And, yeah, I mean, I'd have killed the snake the first year. I mean, sorry, but, man, that's a big, you know, that's, that looks like about 8 snake barbecues, man. It really does. Oh, man. Mm. I wonder what those big snakes taste like. You know, are those like monster halibut and fish, other fish where the meat gets too big and flaky or too strong? Or, I mean, I don't know. A snake, you know, since they use all their muscles all the time, I don't know. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. Hey, good morning, boy Solomon. And there's Wally, Dry Fly Guy. Yeah, thank you. And Stardust Man and Comet and Mitchell. Yeah, Meows left the chat. And Cat Dog Girl, Lusitania, and everybody else in there. There's Open Philosopher joined us a little while ago. So good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah, hey, we got about 2 minutes to the break. Hey, so are you bugging out for election weekend, for election day, right? Is everybody going to go vote early and then or vote and then go to their bug out location? They're going to load their guns and they're going to set them by the doors and they're going to turn on the television, you know, 3 different televisions on 3 different channels and the internet at the same time. So they'll have their own, you know, nationwide riot surveillance system going on. Are you going to be safe on election day? I mean, people are, you know, worrying and thinking, particularly if you're in any of these liberal nut job cities where they're going to have a shit wide open. When Trump, you know, has a landslide victory against Joe Biden. I mean, really, Joe Biden's in the bunker. Hey, was Joe Biden out today? Let me check the Biden campaign schedule. I think Kamala Harris had some people she needed to send back to prison. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, there's the break. We'll be right back. Get some fresh news, information, see what's going on. Help you out.
be back.
We'll be right back after this message.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The perfect triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the perfect triangle will blast through fake news lies. Champion the natural way and natural law. Unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government. Reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
The pill has been taken. The blinders are on. Are we in the endgame? Are we simply living a replay of a time that's already happened? With no choices. Different guests. Different points of view. The Red Pill Roundtable. Every Wednesday at noon Eastern in Studio A on Revolution Radio with Stephen Scorpio.
Come on!
Revolution.radio, www.freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning show. That's right. The first half of Two for Tuesday tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. We'll talk about the recent news in the Trump assassination files, the ongoing political removal of Donald J. Trump. He's got some of his frenemies stuck awful close, but I don't even know if he knows they're frenemies. So come on down, Revolution Radio, Studio A, 8 to 10 p.m. for the Trump assassination files. Bring the news and information about that ongoing plot to remove Trump by the deep state. The Democrats and the Republican parties themselves are up to their eyeballs in all of this. There is no doubt. Donald Trump was targeted by the New World Order and their political machine. Let's see what other news and information we got coming on here. Let's see. Oh, where should we start? Oh, here's one for you. India-Chinese border, where tensions are still high. A Chinese People's Liberation Army soldier has been apprehended by the Indian Army in the western Himalayan border region of Ladakh. And Monday, where both sides have been locked in a fierce battle dispute for 30 or 40 years. There's was a war. Now it's just bats and clubs with sticks and stones. Yes, on the high ridges of the Himalayas. Yeah, except now they've moved in gun or tanks and artillery. Lots of aircrafts and drones are flying. And let's not forget, now the soldiers, instead of carrying bats and batons, they're carrying guns. Anyway, so the military buildup on both sides is continuing, and tensions are still high. Why are they fighting over basically mountain land? That's, you know, the question is it really worth dying over? Well, yeah, I guess it is. If the fresh water sources for your nation come from those areas, you would be concerned who has them. And, you know, when India's got a billion people and China got a billion people, that's a hell of a lot of water you need for a billion people. So that's why they're really at war over those glaciers and valleys in that area. Many people don't realize it. They don't think about it, but that's pretty much the main reason they're there. So NASA has decided if you're going to the moon, you better have a 4G phone. That's right. Nikoya's lunar LTE network will allow astronauts to make calls, stream data, and control remote robots. NASA is launching a 4G phone network on the moon. Well, isn't that nice? One small step for phones, one giant leap for phone kind. That was in the CNET article, but Richard Tremblon. NASA and Nokia are planning the first cellular network on the phone, and it's a 4G LTE network for moonwalkers by late 2022, so they can control robots. Of course, you know, everybody should know and understand that the best way to create an underground or a city of some kind on Mars is to go underground and create caverns and pressurize them, I guess is what I guess you could say. And you could spray something on the walls and then, you know, they could be, you know, they would hold air. They would be essentially airtight. But that's one way you could create that space on the moon. But you could take just blow up stuff, but wouldn't it be vulnerable to little micrometeors and stuff? I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there's a way you could make mooncrete too. Maybe I should mooncrete. Yes, moon making concrete on the moon, right? So anyway, they're going to have they're going to start with a 4G network on the moon. Sorry, guys. Well, Ghislaine Maxwell loses her fight to keep Jeffrey Epstein testimony sealed. A federal appeals court ruled the alleged madam to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein late Monday by declining to consolidate her numerous overlapping cases and striking down her effort to thwart the release of a controversial deposition she gave in a now-settled civil lawsuit. Three-judge court appeals ruled for the second court held more than 2 hours of oral arguments last week and issued a succinct Monday afternoon ordering the lower judge, court judge, did not err in the order of the release of the 418-page deposition from April 16, 2016 that could shed light on the Epstein empire. We have reviewed all the arguments raised by the defendant appellant Maxwell on appeal and find that them to be without merit, the judges wrote, also turning away a request for consolidation with Maxwell's criminal case in the Southern District of New York.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.